فيز أفز دو أفز إبراهيم صلوا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم أن سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون. ولو كانوا يؤمنون بالله والنبي وما أنزل إليه ما اتخذوهم أولياء ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون. لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا ولتجدن أقربهم مودة للذين آمنوا الذين قالوا إنا نصارى. ذلك بأن منهم قسيسين ورهبانا وأنهم لا يستكبرون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers, you have heard two ayat or two verses of the Quran Sharif which relate to the month of Ramadan. So you may be thinking that now we will be listening to a talk on the virtues of Laylatul Qadr. So rest assured that we are not discussing Laylatul Qadr tonight. However, the Quran Sharif was revealed in the night of Qadr, and it was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So this majlis tonight, since we have had a khatam of the Quran Sharif, we will discuss something about the Quran Sharif as we have been doing on such occasions in the past. The Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed, everyone knows, for guidance. Who doesn't know that the Quran Sharif was revealed for guidance? الہی ہمیں پھر عامل قرآن کر دے, الہی ہمیں پھر عامل قرآن کر دے, پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے, پھر نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو مسلمان کر دے. وہ پیمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں, وہ پیمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں, اس کی امت کو پھر تابع قرآن کر دے. سیدو اللہ, میک دا امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ونس مور عامل قرآن اینڈ تابع قرآن, بیکاز اور سکسیس لائز ان فالوئنگ وٹ از ان دا قرآن شریف. آئی ہیو بین مینشننگ دس ان مینی مینی ڈفرنٹ Majalis where khatam of the Quran Sharif takes place, that anything that comes in abundance, then we lose appreciation of it. We do not make qadar of it. The qadar and appreciation of a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is lost when we get it in abundance. I'm not talking about the exceptions, I'm talking about the general condition of the ummah. And I give the example that when dates from Madina Sharif were not available in abundance in South Africa, then at that time if somebody brought and gave us one date, just one, and a little bit of Zamzam water, then we appreciated it. My grandfather came from Madina Sharif, came from Hajj, came from Umrah. Or my uncle arrived, my family member arrived, and he gave me these dates. And we will make qadar of it, we will appreciate it. Why? Because it was very little and it was coming from Madina Sharif. But when all our supermarkets started stocking the dates of Madina Sharif, so much so that even non-Muslim wholesalers and retailers started stocking dates of Madina Sharif, so that appreciation was lost because it's in abundance. Zamzam water is available in abundance, then we lose appreciation. The people who are there in Makkah Mukarrama, you ask them about Zamzam water, then generally they don't have that kind of appreciation as those people who are far away and who get just a few drops or a few sips of Zamzam. So like that, this Quran Sharif also, it was a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and especially those people who are becoming hafizes of the Quran Sharif. As far as hafizahs are concerned, we never heard of them in those days very much. You may get one or two here or there. But today, if you have to look at it, then schools are having classes where students are becoming hafizahs of the Quran Sharif. So, in Islamic universities, boys, girls are becoming, are memorizing the Quran Sharif. Around the country, whichever town you go, little towns, North Coast, South Coast, Transvaal, Cape Town, anywhere you go, they will say there's a small Hifz class that we are operating here. So it's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It is just like that water of Zamzam which is coming in abundance. So now that doesn't mean that you must lose appreciation. You must lose sight of the great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with, that in every town, every village, boys, girls are becoming hafizahs of the Quran Sharif. But generally this is what happens, because there are so many people becoming hafizahs of the Quran Sharif. So the hafizah himself also, the hafizahs themselves also, and the general ummah also, they lose sight of the azmat of the Quran Sharif. And this is something I've been emphasizing, that we are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif to some extent, and that to those who are making tilawat. If not, our day starts off with CNN, with BBC, with some other radio interview, or some news broadcast from this part of the world or that part of the world. That is our starting time of the day. That is how our day begins. Or the newspaper is delivered before Fajr Salat. So therefore, the moment we have performed our Fajr Salat, or even before that, we are already reading the newspapers. So our homes are losing that noor of the Quran Sharif, tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We are not saying that you must not listen to the news or you mustn't read the news. What I am saying is that the day of a Muslim did not start with radio broadcasts, did not start with news of the world, CNN and BBC and other stations. As somebody said, in Pakistan, he's talking about the aksariyat, the majority. He says, subah 7 baje wo uthte hai. Utkar phir wo dawn akhbar padhte hai. The dawn newspaper, he says, first thing they get up 7 o'clock. Because they sleep very late. So they get up 7 o'clock after Fajr sunrise, then they get up. And then first thing they do is read dawn newspaper. Subha 7 baje wo uthte hai, utkar phir dawn akhbar padhte hai. So a Muslim, his day does not begin with those things. His day should have begun with what? With the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. He must first build up his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and read the Quran Sharif with azmat. This Quran Sharif should have been recited with azmat, like Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He used to fall down unconscious, just looking at the Quran Sharif. He used to say, Haza kalamu Rabbi. This is the kalam of my Rabb. How great our Rabb is. That is how great this kalam is. Kalamul muluk mulukul kalam. The statements, the speeches of the kings are the kings of all speeches, because it is the speech of the king. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the king of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the king of all kings, so his kalam also has got that kind of weight. And I'm not saying that, the Quran Sharif says it itself. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Look at the weight of the Quran Sharif. If it had to just go on the mountains, if the Quran Sharif had to be revealed upon the mountains, it would have humbled the mountains. It would have been shattered out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala to smithereens, the mountains would have shattered. That kind of weight the Quran Sharif has. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that with regards to the person who is the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he says that the person must have the azmat of the Quran Sharif in his heart. He must have the respect of the Quran Sharif in his heart. He must recite the Quran Sharif and he must have the respect and the azmat of that Quran Sharif in his heart. And he must abstain from nonsensical talk. A hafiz of the Quran Sharif must be very, in other words, he must be very disciplined. He must not be found in places where there is vulgar language being used, where haram is being committed, where indecent actions people are engaging in. Anywhere where there is any kind of obscenity, shamelessness, nudity, haram, then this hafiz of the Quran Sharif must be miles away from there. If he accidentally got caught, then he must run from there. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ He must run towards Allah Ta'ala. Why? Because he has got the Quran Sharif in his heart. And if he is not going to stay away from such kind of nonsensical talk and haram actions and deeds, I'm giving you the mafhum of the hadith, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the danger is that the Quran Sharif will become his enemy. The Quran Sharif will become his enemy. And if the Quran Sharif becomes the enemy of a person and curses that person, then it can be a hafiz of the Quran Sharif reciting in the most melodious voice and with the best of tajweed. And he can have the Quran Sharif, he can have it memorized to such an extent that when he's performing Taraweeh, then at the end of the month, the people will say, wah wah, for 30 days he read and not one mistake he made. He can be a hafiz of that kind. But the Quran Sharif will be his enemy, if he's not going to abstain. Therefore, I've said that pick up any tape of mine and you will find always one hadith Sharif whenever it comes to the Quran Sharif khatam. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara'a al-Qur'an fastazharahu fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. The person who read the Quran Sharif, then he memorized the Quran Sharif. And after memorizing the Quran Sharif, then he considered the halal as halal and the haram as haram. Now this is extremely important, and especially for the one who is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And it's not only for the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, every Muslim it is essential that he should read the Quran Sharif. He may not have been able to memorize the whole Quran Sharif, but he has also memorized some surahs of the Quran Sharif. He has also memorized Surah Zilzal and Surah Al-Takathur and Surah Al-Ikhlas. All these surahs he has also memorized. To some extent he's got Yasin Sharif too in his heart. So it is for every hafiz. But the person who has memorized it complete, then the responsibility is even more greater. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the person memorized the Quran Sharif and then considered the halal. That means the halal, he considered halal. And anything that was haram, anything that was forbidden, anything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were displeased with, then he considered that to be haram and stayed away from it. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannat and Allah ta'ala will accept his shafa'at and intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were destined to go to the fire of Jahannam. As the late Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he will get 11 passports. One for himself for entry into Jannat and 10 passports for his family members. That is why we always say that although we may not be family members, but include us, give us one passport also. Ask every hafiz that make shafaat for us on the day of Qiyamah. Who knows whose shafaat will be accepted. But the thing is that when will they get that? That crown of noor which will be placed on the heads of the parents, when will it be placed? We talk about the crown, but when will that crown be placed on the heads of those parents? It will be placed when that hafiz of the Quran Sharif, or the person who recites the Quran Sharif, man qara'a al-Quran wa amila bima fi, he has to make amal on that Quran Sharif. So that is the reason we say to the huffaz of the Quran Sharif that have some mercy, have some sympathy, have some love for your parents who spend so much of time, so much of their wealth, and they sacrifice so much to ensure that you became a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So now make amal on that Quran Sharif. Why I'm emphasizing this is that it is no more a secret. It is no more a secret. Everybody knows how many huffaz of the Quran Sharif are in drug dens, how many are in adultery, in fornication. How many huffaz of the Quran Sharif are in haram places, in casinos? How many of them have distanced themselves from the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Gar hum sab log ho jaye paband shariat ke maze luta kare din raat duniya hi me jannat ke. Gar hum sab log ho jaye paband shariat ke maze luta kare din raat duniya hi me jannat ke. میں کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں, میں کہتا نہیں قرآن کہتا ہے مسلمانوں, تم ہی ہو وارث دنیا کے, تم ہی ہو وارث عقبہ کے, تم ہی ہو وارث دنیا کے, تم ہی ہو وارث جنت کے. That I am not saying it, the Quran Sharif is saying it, that if you become paband of Sharia, then Allah Ta'ala will give you the enjoyment of both worlds. You will enjoy both worlds, ni'mats, if only you become paband of Sharia. See, I am not saying it, the Quran Sharif is saying it, that you are the waris, you are the heirs of this world and the akhirat. Don't think Allah Ta'ala will only give you the akhirat if you have to become paband of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala won't only give you the hereafter, because we all want cash. You say, this is the age of cash and carry, because we can't trust anybody with credit these days. Nobody is trustworthy anymore, you say. Best of friends, they say, are betraying the friends. People in the libas and the garment of piety, they say, we cannot trust anymore. So they say, it must be cash and carry. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is also giving us cash in this world too, if they become paband of Shariat. Allah Ta'ala has made promises upon promises for those who have got taqwa in their lives. And in the Quran Sharif also, what you heard in the recitation just now, what did he recite? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for those who have got taqwa in them. So the Quran Sharif will become the means of developing that taqwa in us. And when we will have that taqwa, then look at the promises that Allah Ta'ala has made. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, and so many other ayah. Allah Ta'ala will, for the people who have got taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely find a way out for them in all the difficulties, hardships, problems, which we are complaining about these days, day and night. Problems, problems, nothing but problems. Allah Ta'ala has promises that He will find a way out of those problems. Not working. Allah Ta'ala promises He will find a way out, and He will provide risk and sustenance from sources unknown to that person. Now all those promises are on what? On same taqwa. And the taqwa will come through the Quran Sharif. The dua which he recited just now at the end of the recitation, I was explaining that dua, I think in one program, we just explained one part of it, and I think that was the end of the majlis. But it reminded me again when he recited that dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his habit. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his habit that when he used to recite the Quran Sharif, he used to read ta'awuz. He used to read a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read bismillah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, there are many different duas that have been mentioned in the books of ahadith. One of the duas is the one that he recited. Allahumma arhamni bil Quran il azweem. O Allah, with the barakat of the Quran Sharif recitation, with the barakat of this Quran Sharif, with the sadqah of this Quran Sharif, have mercy upon me. He is seeking mercy with the barakat of the Quran Sharif, with the sadqah of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest after Allah Ta'ala, Badas Khuda Buzruk Tui Qissa Mukhtasar, but he is saying, have mercy with this Quran Sharif, barakat. Because it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. To recite the Quran Sharif is full of barakat. To write the Quran Sharif full of barakat. To explain the Quran Sharif. To make tafsir of the Quran Sharif. To propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. To give dars of the Quran Sharif. To teach the Quran Sharif. Anything related to the Quran Sharif is full of barakat. So he says, Ya Allah, have mercy upon me. Just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in one other dua, Allahumma arhamni bi tarkil ma'asi wa la tushqini bi ma'siyatik. Ya Allah, have mercy upon me by my giving up of my sins, and don't make me an unfortunate person. We say, unfortunately this happened, unfortunately that happened, bad luck came. So when does this bad luck and all things happen? We say, because of ma'asi, because of sins. So if a person does not want to be of the unfortunate ones, just pain, sickness, poverty, ill health, disease, those things are not something that make a person unfortunate. That can be a rahmat and a mercy also of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But when the person indulges and engages in sins, then it makes him an unfortunate person. That means what we term as bad luck will then come and grip this person. It will be seized by bad luck. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, he says, Allahumma arhamni bil Qur'an al-azim waj'alhu li imamam wa nuram wa hudam wa rahma. Ya Allah, make it an imam for me. Imam means the one who leads, a guide, one who is in front. That means let me look at the Qur'an Sharif and make all actions of my life conform in that. Let it be the imam of my life. I explained in detail who the imam is. So let us have the Qur'an Sharif as our imam. How we follow the imam in namaz, in the two rakat namaz, in the same way we make the Qur'an Sharif the imam of our life. In our business, in our homes, in everything, we look at it whether it is in accordance with the Qur'an Sharif or not. Make it nur, light for me. Make it a means of guidance for me. And make it a means of mercy for me. Now each word we can explain and go on for hours, inshallah, some other time we'll discuss it again. But he's saying, oh Allah, make this a means of guidance, hidayat, light. And after that what he says, that is what we must understand very clearly. Allahumma zuqni tilawatahu ana al-layli. In one hadith sharif, wa atraf al-nahar. And in some place, wa ana al-layli wa al-nahar. Ana al-layli wa atraf al-nahar, wa ana al-layli wa al-nahar. Meaning, both mean the same thing, that give me the tawfiq to recite the Qur'an Sharif in abundance, day and night. Whatever opportunity I find, I must engage myself in some recitation of the Qur'an Sharif, understanding the Qur'an Sharif, doing some khidmat of the Qur'an Sharif. But let me recite the Qur'an Sharif, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, day and night. Now here the word that is used is warzuqni. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have used waffiqni. Give me the tawfiq of reciting the Qur'an Sharif. But look at the word that he chooses, his balaghat in there, in his choice of words also. He says, make it my rizq, my sustenance. How a person looks forward to breakfast, lunch and supper. When we get up, we are hungry, we want breakfast, then we look forward to lunch, then we look forward to supper. And some people look forward to half a dozen times of eating during the day. One Hakim Sahab came down to South Africa, and one person asked him for some medication. So he gave the medication, and then that patient asked him that, when must I take it, before meals or after meals? He said, Africa walo ke liye koi masla nahi. Khane se pehle, khane ke baad, jab bhi ho. Isliye ke unke pet mein har waqt khana hota hai. In their stomach there's always some food, so there's no problem whether it's before or after. He said, in India we have to find out whether we must take before or after. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that it must become like my rizq, that how a person is hungry, he really wants to eat. Any food that comes, he wants to put it down his throat, and he's searching for his rizq, searching for his sustenance, food, sustenance, whatever you can call it. How we go out in search of our sustenance, we go to open our businesses, we go to our professions, we go to the farms, whatever the person is doing, he's in search of rizq. So like that, the Qur'an Sharif also, we must have that kind of thirst in ourselves and that kind of hunger, that I am a hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif, so therefore I must now read the Qur'an Sharif day and night, whatever time I can find, read it. Not for Ramzan Sharif only. Qur'an Sharif is not for Ramzan Sharif only. So the virtues of a hafiz are great. So much of virtues, the ahadith you find, so much of virtues. What position, what rank, what honor Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to the hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. Why? Because he is the one who has got the Qur'an, the kalam of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. If only the hafiz can feel the weight of the Qur'an Sharif in his heart, wallahi, can take qasam, he will never be anywhere in a haram place. The thing is that he doesn't realize what I have got in my heart. If a person has just got a few dollars in his pocket, then all the time he keeps his hand there to make sure that nobody pickpockets it. I know when we traveled in trains in India and other places those days, so if we had our money and passport in a certain pocket, then we make sure our hands are tight on the side. Why? Because we got money there, we got passport there. And even up till now, all the person will find some safe place to keep it. Why? Because he believes that it is something of value. So the Qur'an Sharif is of such value and it is in the heart of this Hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. So how can he be then indulging in adultery, in fornication, in casting lustful glances, watching all the filth on the television screen and on the porn sites of the internet, or sometimes taking drugs, or in the drug dens of the world, the person seems to be enjoying that. That shows that he hasn't got the azmat of the Qur'an Sharif in his heart. So we won't say don't become Hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif because of some huffaz who are doing that. What we will say, if there are bugs in a blanket, then throw those bugs out, but don't throw the blankets away. Don't throw the blankets away. So we will still encourage, we will say more and more people must become Hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. But the niyat must be correct. Why am I becoming a Hafiz? Do I just want a status symbol that my nephew, my cousins, my brothers, my friends, they became Hafiz, so therefore I too must become one? Our niyat must be that I want to learn the Qur'an Sharif. I want to memorize the Qur'an Sharif. I want to make amal on the Qur'an Sharif. And I want to become an Allah-wala. Allah Ta'ala's family members they are. Those who are the Ahl-Qur'an. People of Allah Ta'ala's household. Now imagine what an honor. If somebody is just a family member of some great sheikh of the time, then that person is proud that I am the family member. I am his son, I am his nephew. If anybody asks him to who you are, then they might not know his father. But he will say, I am the family member of Hazrat so and so. He is introducing himself. So here he is the Ahl-e Qur'an. Look at his introduction also, that is a person, is a family member of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is Ahl-e Qur'an. So there are great virtues, but with every great virtue comes great responsibility. So those who are huffaz of the Qur'an Sharif, they have to read the Qur'an Sharif. But what about the rest of us who are not hafizes of the Qur'an Sharif? Does it mean that we must keep the Qur'an Sharif on the shelf till the month of Ramadan? Let us bring it into our lives daily, recite a little of the Qur'an Sharif. Recite a little. And now we have authentic translations and commentaries. Read the Mu'arif al-Qur'an, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is available in English, and see what amount of knowledge you will gain by that. Take 2-3 ayat, Anwarul Bayan of Mulna Ashiq Alayhi Sahib Mirati Rahmatullah Alayhi, and so many other things. So other authentic tafasir. So to read a little with understanding is better than just reading one way and the person doesn't know what he read. But at the same time, even if he doesn't understand what he read, but if he reads it with azmat of the Qur'an Sharif in his heart, that it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, you will find the nur of that coming into the heart. To strengthen our nisbat, they are said there are three things. One is the Ka'batullah Sharif. To strengthen the nisbat and the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Ka'batullah Sharif, Roza Mubarak of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and Qur'an Sharif. So many of us may not be able to make it to Ka'batullah Sharif or Roza Mubarak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Qur'an Sharif is with us. But because it's in abundance, our shelves are filled with Qur'an Sharifs. So we don't appreciate. But go to those countries, go to those cities or those villages and towns where there are no Qur'an Sharifs. And if a person has one Qur'an Sharif with him, wallah, I'm telling you that they want to look at what it looks like. Just across our borders, going to Africa, some places, and see how they thirst for a copy of the Qur'an Sharif. So the azmat must come into our hearts. Then when we are going to recite it, see what Allah Ta'ala gives on the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has made great promises and He will give it. So I conclude, instead of making a lengthy speech or listening to too many lengthy speeches, let us make up our minds, make up our niyats, that we will create the conditions in our homes which will be suitable for our children to read, conducive for them to read the Qur'an Sharif, to understand the Qur'an Sharif. And we ourselves, that little bit of news or whatever it is we have to catch up with, well and good. But we won't be just passing away our time and whiling away our time on just radio stations, and television stations, and all other stations from the world. And there's no place for the Qur'an Sharif in the person's life. On the day of Qiyamah, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to ask us that I gave you the Qur'an Sharif, Is this the respect that you show to it? And I mentioned that I went to one place. I won't mention the place and I won't mention the name of the person. But his little child came, after 9-10 year old child, came into the house. So the father went on and on praising how good this child is and how he memorizes the Quran Sharif and how he learns his sabak and how early he gets up and everything, he said. So he said, meet Maulana. So he came, he shook hands, and then he went with his Quran Sharif and kept it on the television. What comes out of the television? Tilawat of the Quran Sharif comes out all the time. Music, adultery, drink, gamble, fornication, all the worst kinds of things that you can think of. Is that the place for the Quran Sharif? In one learned person's house, the pictures of his family members, weddings and whatever took place, on top shelf, and below that on the other shelf, Quran Sharif. There are quite a number of dreams I mentioned the other time, but just one of it, where the person dreamt that the Yasin Sharif was in the beachfront. And people, Muslims, are jumping on the Yasin Sharif and going across. Coming, jumping on the Yasin Sharif and going across. I said, Maulana, what is the interpretation of this dream? I said, do you need an interpretation for that? Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran Sharif. Everything Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says has a heart. And the heart of the Quran Sharif is Yasin Sharif. So what it means is that these people are trampling upon the heart of the Quran Sharif. When the people are trampling on the heart of the Quran Sharif, then what will happen? If a person has to jump on the heart of somebody, what will happen to that person? That means that life of that person is void, empty of practice and amal on the Quran Sharif. And if he didn't practice, he can go to Jahannam. But the thing is here, he is showing total disrespect for that Quran Sharif, which may be in his home, or it could be in his heart. Those people who go and sit there and they watch all those women playing volleyball there, and seeing all other gunston and other things that take place there, and now July is coming. So all those people who will flock there, there will be thousands of people who will have some Quran Sharif in their hearts. They will be Muslims. There will be those who have connection with masjid and madaris and khanqas. I'm not saying you cannot go and enjoy the waters of the ocean. Allah Ta'ala has created it. Go and enjoy, go and swim. Go and enjoy the shores of the ocean. Go and have picnic in some good area. But to be in the midst of all that nudity and shamelessness and obscenity and indecency, it is not the shan of a Muslim. Whether it hurts or it doesn't hurt, whether a person gets offended or not, my brothers, it is time now that we have to understand that we are jumping on the heart of the Quran Sharif. Then we say tsunami struck, this struck and that struck, and waves, this happened and that happened. Bring the azmat of the Quran Sharif in the heart. Then read the Quran Sharif. Try and understand the Quran Sharif. And wallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us the best of both worlds. He will give us peace and sukoon in our lives. We will get sukoon in our lives, which is the lost treasure of the Muslim today. Allah Ta'ala will give us sukoon, because Allah Ta'ala will become pleased with us. جسے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں جسے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں With whom so ever, my Allah, you are pleased, day and night is in gardens. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے عارف ہے مگر دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. May Allah Ta'ala give me also the tawfiq, because we who sit on these chairs and on these mimbars and make bayans and give taqreer and waaz and nasihat, we are more in danger. We will be questioned more, that you were inviting people towards haq. You were inviting people towards the Quran Sharif and towards the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and towards deen and towards sharia. Then how could you have been dishonest? You were giving waaz from the mimbar, then how could you have been in adultery and in fornication and in drugs and in wine and in women, in the privacy of your homes and in the privacy of the hotel rooms, and where you thought nobody was watching, how could you have engaged in so much of haram? So those who are hafizes of the Quran Sharif, those who are ulama-e-deen, those who are mufti-an-e-kiram, those who are in the jamaat, in dawat and tabligh, those who are in khanqas, then they are even more responsible. They should be even more cautious of every step that they take. Accidental sin anybody can commit, but there must be no persistence going on and on, because Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is vast, keeps on forgiving. But then we don't know when the tawfiq of tawbah can be just taken away, and the person's death can come away in the cinema, it can come away in the gambling den, it can come away in the prostitute quarters, it can come away on the filthy film that he is watching, and it can come away in any kind of haram action. And so many places it has happened already. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala accept the hifz of the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his parents, reward his asatiza, and especially Hafiz Yusuf Sahib, by whom he completed the Quran Sharif. I'm not sure whether he commenced also by him. But whoever has assisted and helped, and especially those mothers and those parents who, early part of the morning, they get them up, they send them to the madrasa, they prepare their sandwiches, and they go through so much. So Allah Ta'ala must give them the best of rewards. And Allah Ta'ala make him an asset. Allah Ta'ala protect him and protect us, and protect the ummah from all the fitnas that are around us. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. O Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, it is a Mubarak majlis. It is a majlis in which the khatam of the Quran Sharif took place. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the Quran Sharif khatam, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect the Quran Sharif in the heart of this hafiz and all other huffaz until the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most compassionate Allah, oh my most loving Allah, oh my most caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh my Allah, day and night we use your great bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. Speech for your disobedience. Our hands and our feet, our heart and our mind for your disobedience. Ya Allah, we haven't appreciated your bounties and your ni'mats. You blessed us, O my beloved Allah, with a Rasul who was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. You blessed us, O my Allah, being ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, the Quran Sharif was revealed upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa salam. Ya Allah, today we have that same Quran Sharif in our hands. We have shown no appreciation for this great bounty and ni'mat. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us for our shortcomings, our weaknesses. Forgive our sins, major or minor. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that were committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. We are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than our sins. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the entire creation put together, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens. My Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, that just one drop from your ocean is sufficient to wash away our sins. My Allah, man has made dynamite sticks, and they blow up huge mountains. My beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins of ours? Ha, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Man has made computer chips, millions of pieces of information on that computer chip. But he has also made a delete button. One press of the delete button and nothing is left. Everything is erased. My Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Hamare gunaho par mere Allah, delete button daba. My beloved Allah, don't seize us because of our sins. Ya Allah, bless all of us with good health. We are sick and ailing, spiritually sick and physically ill. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us, they are in our homes, they are in hospitals, in clinics, wherever they may be, bless them, O my Allah, with complete shifa from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. O my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. O my Allah, those who are still doing hifz of the Quran Sharif, make it easy for them to complete their hifz. Ya Allah, those who are becoming alims of deen, make it easy for them to become ulama-i haq. Ya Allah, whosoever, whatever need they have, as long as it is in conformity with the Quran and Sunnah, fulfill that need and wish. O my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or the akhirat. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how concerned he was about the ummah, and how much of sacrifices he made for the ummah. How much of his blood flowed in Taif. His Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, that beloved Nabi of yours, ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. The time comes when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival. My Allah, he stands whole night in prayer for the ummah. His teeth are shattered in Uhud. When he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, fraud, corruption, adultery, fornication, and all kinds of haram actions and deeds. My Allah, how much of pain and suffering it must be causing to him. Few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, filthiest of music can be heard, filthiest of films can be watched. May Allah give us himmat of lions against our nafs. How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Ay Allah, ab to hame to quwwat ata farma. Make us like lions against our nafs. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in disco, cinema, drugs, fornication, adultery, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when he is going to strike. Ya Allah, daily young, fit, healthy people are passing away. Ya Allah, when our time of departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, with the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our souls depart. bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our times, in our wealth, in every ni'mat of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, his ummah is suffering every way in the world. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah, whether in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Africa, America, Europe, throughout the world, my Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove the suffering of the ummah. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, make them worthy of entry into Jannat. But those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam, and they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and persecution and torture of the Muslims. Then, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. My Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect the Masjid Aqsa, protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khanqas, Tabligh and Dawat and all other dini activities. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله